From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Wednesday is Juneteenth, a holiday that commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. The day goes back to 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned of their emancipation. During our recent News and Brews community pop-up at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, we asked people what Juneteenth means to them. Here's what they had to say.
My name is Tiffany Saxton. I'm from Pinson, Alabama, and I currently live in Forest Park in Birmingham. Juneteenth, to me, is an opportunity to honor the truth of the history that we all share together, an opportunity to consider how we were formed, how we changed, the work that we will continue to do together to make this nation all that it is meant to be.
My name is John Vereen. I'm from Maryland, born and raised. Maryland, not Maryland, Maryland, born and raised, that's right. Juneteenth is a great opportunity to apply history into the present for the betterment of kindness, love, integrity, respect, and peace. That's what it really means to me. It's an opportunity to understand how we behaved in the past and that we gained freedom and be able to celebrate that and double down on the things that's gonna make us better as we move forward.
Hi, I'm Benita Wilson. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. Well, I'm happy that there is a celebration for black people. And I think it's another day that allows us to have more information. But I'm also a Independence July 4th person. So that's the holiday that I've celebrated most of my life. That's pretty much my thoughts on it.
I'm Elizabeth Vanderkamp. I'm from Homewood, Alabama. I am so grateful to know about Juneteenth because I'm 60. In my growing up years, there was no such holiday. And I feel like in the past 10 years, part of my work has been to re-educate myself and learn about the history that I wasn't taught. But there's this whole history of women, history of African Americans, history of all kinds of people that have made the United States, and I want to be part of celebrating that.
Aurora Denise Raxton, Hempstead, Texas, which is the watermelon capital of the world. It truly is.
One thing is, it's a holiday. I like holidays, so I like having the day off, being a Texan and thinking we're number one in the world to see one of our days as a holiday and to see what it took to get it to be recognized. You know, sometimes when I'm in Texas, that heat is so unbearable. And I think about my ancestors being in that field. You know, my dad, he grew up a sharecropper. But the other part is the sense of pride and gratitude for my ancestors.
Those were people at our recent News and Brews community pop-up commenting on what Juneteenth means to them.